Welcome to another edition of To Your Health on WHCU, presented by the Kugel Medical Center. I'm Carl Neff. Today we're joined by Dr. Diana Stevens of CMA Dermatology. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Stevens.
Thanks, Carl. I'm glad to be here.
Now, for those of us who don't know, can you explain what you do as a dermatologist?
Yes. Yeah, so as a board-certified dermatologist, we're trained to treat all sorts of different conditions that affect the skin. That can include things like acne, rosacea, different cysts that affect the body, and it can also include things like skin cancers, which is the majority of my day, things like melanoma, squamous cell, that can affect everyone's skin.
With the summer months approaching, it's going to be hot, the sun's coming out. What do you suggest when it comes to sun protection?
So there's all different sorts of things that we can kind of think about with that. The biggest thing is that if you're going to be out in the sun for a long period of time, seeking shade or shelter and not actually being in direct sunlight is sort of, you know, the biggest way to avoid the sun, you know, those penetrating, deep, dangerous sun rays. We all like to be in the sun and enjoy the weather, and it's great, but we really have to be careful. So seeking shade is the best thing. If you can't do that, then you sort of rely on what we call UPF clothing, and that stands for ultraviolet protection factor, which is basically the clothing equivalent to sun, you know, the SPF of sunscreen. And so clothing is a great option when it has that diagnosis of UPF on it, because then you can just put those things on and not even have to worry about reapplying sunscreen. Now, that's obviously not for everybody, because people look at me a little bit crazy when I say you can wear long sleeves in the middle of the summer. So if that doesn't work, then we go on to sunscreens. And so in terms of sunscreens, there's all different types, and they're both mineral-based as well as chemical-based. That's sort of the triage that I use in order to get people to try to think about sun protection in various ways.
Now, Dr. Stevens, you mentioned that there's two different types of sunscreen. You said mineral or chemical. Can you explain the differences between these two?
Yeah.
And is one of those better than the other as well?
So I wouldn't say that one is better than the other. What I would say for people that have sensitive skin or other skin conditions such as rosacea and things like that, the mineral-based are probably the better options, because what that means is that it's that the on the label what you're looking for is titanium dioxide or zinc oxide. And what those are is they're blockers, so they're physical. So instead of, you know, absorbing the sun's rays, they block the sun's rays. And like I said, they're great for young children, for sensitive skin. They're a little bit pastier in the tube, right? So, you know, if you remember the white nose back in like the 70s or 80s, whenever people started to discover sunscreen was important, they tend to be a little pastier, so people don't love to use them as much. There are some great formulations out now that are a little bit better about that. So that can be one thing. The chemical or the inorganic are also, they're fine as well, but again, they are chemical-based, and so if folks don't want to use chemicals, they just stick with a mineral, but they work just as well, and they are more of the ones that are clear and that kind of go on a little bit easier, so it doesn't actually look like you're wearing sunscreen.
Now, when it comes to these sunscreens, is there a minimum SPF that you recommend?
Yes, definitely. So 30 SPF or higher is absolutely kind of my bare minimum. You can use higher if you want, but 30 is the bare minimum. And it's important not just that it's 30, but it's also important that it's broad spectrum. So that means that it covers both UVA and UVB rays that come from the sun. And it also, another thing that you should look for on the bottle is that it's water resistant. So sort of those big things, that it's 30, broad spectrum, and water resistant, are going to, usually anything with that, are going to get you in the clear. One of the biggest things I'll add to that too is that I think a lot of people put their sunscreen on and then kind of go about their day, and they're out in the sun for hours, and then they come in and wonder why they've gotten burned. And so my response to that is, did you reapply every 2 hours while you were outside, or after you got wet, or after you sweat? And most people don't do that. So I think that, you know, if you're not using UPF clothing or staying in the shade when you do the sunscreen, it's really important to reapply it every couple of hours or after you get wet.
We're speaking with Dr. Diana Stevens from CMA Dermatology. When should someone come in for an appointment at the dermatology department?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say anytime that there's any concern about something on their skin, so whether it be a rash or a new lesion, definitely if there's a new spot that's changing or growing, or that's itching or bleeding and you can't, you know, it just won't heal. Those are absolutely times where I would say, give us our office a call and we'll get you set up to be seen and evaluated.
This was Dr. Diana Stevens from CMA Dermatology on this week's edition of To Your Health. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Carl.